Welcome to the Philharmonic Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 10:19 British Summer Time. Today is June 2nd, and really rather a positive close on Wall Street, with the Dow Jones up 2.25%, the S&P up 2.5%, and the Nasdaq Composite up 2.64%. Both the Canadian and the Brazilian markets were up just less than 2% as well. This sees Wall Street breaking this pattern that we've had over the last few sessions, where it's given up its entire daily advance in the last half hour of trading. And it sees the Dow Jones and the S&P offsetting both declines in the last 2 days and getting right back up to last week's highs. So the support that was found last week, which I described as at least short-term support, continues to hold. And in fact, I can't think of a market that has broken to new reaction lows over the last week. And that at least is important in and of itself. The Euro Stoxx Banks Index has pulled right back to its May 6th lows and last week's lows as well, but hasn't actually broken downwards. And that is showing relative weakness compared to the market, and is a continued sign that the euro crisis is not over and that the banking sector is probably rather more exposed than just about anything else in Europe with these continued worries about sovereign spreads. And both the Spanish and Italian spreads have pushed out to either test or push on to new reaction highs. So certainly the risk attached to some of these sovereign bonds has yet to find any kind of equilibrium, and this is an ongoing problem which is likely to be rattling along for a considerable period. Meanwhile, we have these stock markets which have found at least short-term support, and provided they can get back above the 200-day moving averages, we're probably back into a relatively bullish environment, but probably more likely to see some less spectacular gains than we've perhaps become used to over the last 15 months. Of course, back in March 2009, we saw markets rallying from really very oversold levels. And that oversold condition has been unwound and then some. And while there still remains a huge amount of cash, upwards of $1 trillion sitting on the sidelines, the wall of worry has also increased quite considerably, and the low-hanging fruit have well and truly been picked. So to sort of cut back on the phraseology, it's probably, given the factors that we have out there and the worries and anxiety that investors are exhibiting, the chances of these markets getting right back up to their highs in very short order appears relatively unlikely. I continue to believe that a slower advance with a lot of ranging appears to be the more likely scenario for these markets. In the commodity markets, an interesting day in here as well, with the gold price just a little bit softer at $1,223, so held on to the gains that it's been gradually pushing back up towards this $1,250 level. Both silver and all three, silver, platinum, and palladium, were all a little bit weaker in here today, but not by any great margin. The energy market also had an interesting day, with oil up about just over a dollar, but natural gas stole the limelight. It was up 18 cents and pushing on towards this $4.50 level. And that $4.50 is rather important, because it marks the upper side of this range, which has been going on for much of the last few months. And this is probably a high-risk prognosis, but it does look like natural gas can move higher from here. And if it does sustain a break above that $4.50 level, it could be at $6 in a very short period of time, given the volatility associated with the natural gas market. And when one compares oil to natural gas in a ratio, it's really at quite an extreme level. So there is quite a lot of potential for that ratio to contract quite considerably if we see natural gas breaking upwards, because it is at relatively depressed levels and has been for quite a while. And when we compare that to the performance of so many other commodities, particularly industrial commodities, it's been a serial laggard. Now, of course, shale gas is at least partly the reason for that. But with this continued problem with the BP oil spillage and political pressure coming on deep water drilling, then the common sense response will be to focus more on onshore potential, and shale gas, tight gas, and sand gas are all unconventional onshore gas plays, energy plays, in the domestic USA. So there's a strong likelihood they're going to get more attention, and natural gas at such low levels is potentially interesting. The industrial metal complex today was really rather weak, with nickel breaking down below this $20,000 level. It really did need to hold above that to remain relatively consistent, and failed at that level in here today. And it would need to get back above it in no uncertain terms to offset scope for some additional weakness, at least in the short term. Elsewhere in the industrial metal complex, both, well, just about everything was weaker in here today, but copper paired the vast majority of its decline, while both zinc and lead pushed on to, I think, new reaction lows. So the industrial metal complex really does remain under pressure in here. In the soft commodities section, the cocoa price, that UK listed price in pounds, pushed on to new recovery highs in here today. And the US traded contract in US cents was also firmer, but obviously, because of that currency differential, the US price hasn't pushed on to new recovery highs. Actually, it's quite a way away from those highs, but certainly both moving in the same direction. That's at least in part because there is some cocoa disease in the Ivory Coast, and I think Ghana's production hasn't been at expected levels. So, some rather particular fundamental factors affecting that market, and it was one of the few soft commodities to be in positive territory today. The currency markets are also of interest, with the Japanese Prime Minister resigning in here today. There are three potential candidates to take over, and the Finance Minister, Kan, is very much pro a weak yen. So that has been the missing catalyst which we've been looking for to spur investor demand in Japanese equities. And if he does win on the June 4th nomination, that could be broadly positive for the stock market, negative for the currency, particularly that euro-yen cross rate, because it has all the signs of a declining wedge or falling wedge, and that's a type 2 ending characteristic as taught at the chart seminar. So we could see a rather emphatic decline in the yen if there's some motivating factor to kick it off. And this nomination of a new prime minister could well be something along those lines. Elsewhere, with the euro having been so very weak, and certainly this euro crisis isn't over, but the euro has had a very large decline. And while it had been declining against just about everything for a number of weeks, that is no longer the case. The commonality has broken down. So that would suggest that it is at least beginning to form a bottom in some of these currencies, particularly the Australian dollar. potentially the yen, maybe not quite yet in the against the pound or the US dollar, but a sort of a one size fits all bearish euro viewpoint is no longer suitable because the chart action doesn't support it, and that would suggest that we are probably into a bottoming out process for the euro. That doesn't mean, of course, that it's going to retrace the entire decline that it's put in over the last few months, because the technical damage has been really rather extreme, and it's not in the Eurozone's interests. In going back to that fuller money mantra that no country wants a strong currency and some need a weaker one more than others, well, the Eurozone needs a weak currency now more than just about anybody else, and that is helping these export markets. The German index has been one of the more consistent in Europe. Siemens was found support where it needed to and remains relatively consistent. Adidas is also an interesting chart pattern, and probably one that's benefiting from the World Cup in South Africa. But the fact that you have the export powerhouse of Germany being that bit more consistent backs up the contention that the export sector in Europe will be benefiting from this weaker currency. The US Treasury market was a little bit softer in here today, and that's pretty much a mirror image of what's happening in the stock markets, where they were a little bit firmer. The sovereign markets generally have been really quite firm as they benefited from this safe haven trade that's been going on for the last few weeks, and they've lost momentum a little bit with stock markets rallying last week. But when we look at sovereign spreads in the Eurozone, they have pushed out to new reaction highs for both Spain and Italy. And while the Greek spreads have been rather static since their May 6th contraction, that hasn't stopped some of these other peripheral nation spreads from widening out once more. And that suggests that there is more problems to come. And this euro crisis is far from over. So while the euro itself may be finding a little bit of support, and I think the Eurozone governments are going to be praying for time to let their physical tightening take some of the or restore confidence in their ability to manage their economies. And that is a luxury they may not be afforded if we continue to see that these Italian and Spanish spreads are pushing out to new reaction highs. So it does remain still a very delicate situation, and the European markets are certainly lagging in here because of this continued worry that there is about the integrity of the euro and the ability of Eurozone nations to meet their liabilities and to be able to fund their liabilities in the capital markets. But Europe isn't the whole world, and the rest of the world, having found at least short-term support, is economically doing considerably better, and we can probably continue to give the benefit of the doubt to the upside, provided last week's lows hold. And if we see them back above the 200-day moving averages, we can begin to start thinking about medium-term support having been found and another higher reaction low for a number of these markets having been found. And I think with that, I will leave you for the evening, and I apologize for the late recording, and I'd wish all the best to all of you.